WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
As President Obama tackles gun violence through executive actions, New York City officials are turning to the courts to address the pockets of gun crime that are still a persistent problem in the city. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports.
As early as next week, officials will unveil a plan for specialized gun courts in New York City. That means specific judges in each of the five boroughs would focus on fast-tracking gun-related cases. NYPD Commissioner William Bratton says the goal is to ensure that people who carry guns are prosecuted quickly and get the punishment they deserve.
There are several thousand people in the city who think nothing of taking out a gun and shooting another human being. I'm sorry, they need to be treated with every ounce of the justice system that we could apply to them to basically get them off the streets and keep them away from the rest of us.
So-called problem-solving courts are nothing new. The city already has drug courts, but the emphasis there is on alternatives to incarceration. Bratton, speaking on the Brian Lehrer Show, said the Citizens Crime Commission has been working on the plan for months with the various DA's offices and court officials.
The gun courts would be effectively intended to facilitate and expedite and create a much larger body of knowledge.
It's unclear how these new gun courts will be different from gun courts the city tried in 2003 under Mayor Bloomberg. Those courts led to harsher sentences but fizzled over time. Officials wouldn't provide any details on the new gun courts until the official announcement. In a statement, Brooklyn District Attorney Ken Thompson said the new courts will be up and running in, quote, the coming weeks. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.